Welcome back to Goals and Glory. Today, we'll be doing trivia, playing Guess the Path, and we'll discuss the Arsenal vs. City game and the Bundesliga title race.
First off, we will be doing trivia. The first question I have for you guys is what was the score of the Der Klassiker this weekend, also known as the derby between Bayern vs. Dortmund?
I think Dortmund won 2-0.
That is correct. Porter is up 1-0. All right, my next question I have for you guys is, after all the Premier League games that were played this weekend, who is top of the table right now?
Arsenal.
That is incorrect.
Liverpool.
Yes, you guys are correct. All right, my last question is, in the Real Madrid game versus Athletic Club, who scored both of Real Madrid's goals to lead them to a 2-0 win?
Rodrigo.
That is correct. A little bonus question, who assisted him?
Bellingham.
That is right. Aiden is on fire.
Now we will transition into playing the game we call Guess the Path. I'll read off the path of clubs. For example, if someone goes to like Chelsea, to Liverpool, to Man City, and stuff like that. Porter and Zach will try and guess the player that went to all those teams. The first player I have, he started at Atletico Madrid, went to Chelsea, and then went to Real Madrid.
Ooh, okay. This is definitely a Spanish player. If he went to Chelsea, my club, from Atletico Madrid, now is at Real Madrid. Could he be Thibaut Courtois?
Yep.
Let's go.
All right. The next player I have, he started at Villarreal, went to Atletico Madrid, and is now at Man City.
Rodri, I already know. Yep. I remember seeing this. Like, I think on Instagram I saw it, and I just remember seeing that.
Yep, that's correct. Last up, this is a veteran of a player. He started at West Brom, went to Liverpool, and retired at Trabzonspor.
Okay, what is that last team?
I've never heard of that last team. Is it Turkish?
Yes.
Good shout, Porter. All right. So he ended at a Turkish team. Is he retired?
Yes.
All right. Started at West Brom, so he's probably English. Let me think. Is he a striker?
Yes.
Would you consider him a West Brom legend?
No. He's African.
All right. Is it Divock Origi?
Almost.
All right. That's leading to me. If he's African, he's a black English striker who ended at Turkey. Daniel Sturridge.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, I feel like we need to talk about the Arsenal versus Man City game. Like, what a crazy game. What was your thoughts on it, Zach?
I think that it was a defensive battle. Both teams were really solid at the back, and because of City's crazy record at home, I think they haven't lost in 38 games or something like that. Arsenal knew it would be really hard to get a win, so they tried to settle for a draw. That's what happened in this 0-0 game. But I also think that the ref played a big part. He didn't call many fouls. He didn't call many yellow cards. I don't know if he called one at all. And he just let the game flow, and it wasn't a great game to watch, but it was a better game to watch because of how good flowing that game was. And I think Arsenal played very well, considering they just played for a draw. And I think they stuck to the game plan very well.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Zach. It was a pretty boring game to watch, but it was a good flowing game, and Arsenal played good, and Man City played all right. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had a combined 3 shots on goal, so with the amount of, like, powerhouse, like, goal scorers for Man City, I feel like it was really disappointing to watch this game. Yeah, I mean, there were only 2 yellow cards, and those were both on Arsenal, and 0 red cards. But for the possession, Man City had 72% possession. Arsenal's 28. So I feel like with the amount of ball control they had and with the amount of turnovers that Arsenal was having, Man City should have won this by a landslide.
All right, I think we should talk about the Bundesliga title race because I think it's really interesting, isn't it, Porter? What do you think about what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I saw what happened with Bayern Munich's manager, Thomas Tuchel, and what he said about the performance that Bayern Munich had against Dortmund. He said after this game, there's no more need to count points. How many is it? Congratulations to Leverkusen. Meaning that there's so many points behind that it'll be hard to get back, and he's obviously, like, angry with his team about losing that very important game. So, like, I've been just thinking about that, and I feel like Leverkusen, I mean, I feel like they're about to go downhill, but that's just me. But they'll still win, in my opinion. But it's just not looking good for any of the teams except Dortmund right now.
I think Leverkusen, I've had a great season. I think they're still unbeaten. And I think they will do Arsenal, Invincibles, as I call it, or as people know, which is like they haven't lost the game the whole season. I think they'll do that. And I think they will set a record in the Bundesliga for most points in a single season. I think Leverkusen, with their coach Xabi Alonso, has done a great job. I don't think anyone expected Leverkusen to win this title this year, especially because of Harry Kane's move to Bayern. We all thought that they would win by a landslide because Harry Kane's such a good player. Now, I think Leverkusen only needs to win 3 more games to secure the title, so congrats to them.
Yeah, I think Leverkusen's just going to get ahead of themselves, win a game, and then lose a couple. But, in my opinion, they'll win. I think this is a good year for Dortmund just to, like, readjust so they can do better next year. And for Bayern Munich, I'm not saying it's a failure this year. I'm saying there's a lot for Bayern Munich fans to be, like, disappointed about this year.
Yeah, Leverkusen is a very well-coached team, and they've just been more of a dominant team than Bayern Munich, and Bayern Munich haven't played their game, and they lost both games to Leverkusen, which put them really far behind in the race.
Bum, bum, bum. Surprise bonus segment incoming. Okay, so this segment we'll be doing famous soccer quotes, which I will read off by famous soccer players or people related to soccer, like managers or commentators. And Zach and Hayden are going to have to try to guess who said that. So are you guys ready?
Yeah.
First up, we got the quote is, Dennis Bergkamp!
This was during an international game, but I can't remember which game it was. It was a very long time ago.
He had some iconic goals with Arsenal. I think this could be a goal for Arsenal. But, Porter, give us a clue.
This was said in 1998.
So, probably the World Cup, because I know the World Cup was played there. So, I think could be an international goal. Was it? Oh, it's when... It was a goal against Argentina. Was it the goal against Argentina for the Netherlands?
Yeah, it was, and it was one of the greatest goals of all times in the quarterfinal, which was crazy if you go back and watch it. The second one we got. Okay, here's the second one. Yes, Hulk! Danny! Do not scratch your eyes! Who's this by?
I know exactly where this is from. Pretty sure. It's in a promotion game in the championship to get promoted to the Premier League. And it was between Watford and I don't know what the other team was. But it was when Deeney scored that amazing goal to send Watford to the Prem.
Yep, good guess. Okay, and I think that's it for Goals and Goy. Thanks for listening, and back to 889 The Bridge.